This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 2nd of January 2022. Yes, it's 2022, so Happy New Year, everyone. As we're looking forward to a new year, it's fitting to kickstart the new year with a Club Focus edition of News West, and in the Club Focus series, we'll talk about the value of clubs to us. And I think that in this year that's in front of us, we'll rely more on what membership of any club or community can offer us as we stare down COVID. Tropo ducting is providing some interesting results, and we talk about some recent experiences on 2 metres. So what's the point of a club, or even joining a club? Welcome to Club Focus, the series, and we're going to talk about what's the point of joining a club. These days, with the internet of everything available in the comfort of our own homes, why would you want to get into your car every week or every month to go to a club meeting, especially an amateur radio club meeting? You've got everything you need at home, right? You could have everything you need for your hobby right there at home. However, most of us don't. I, for one, wouldn't be buying or otherwise acquiring every piece of equipment that I could possibly need in the hobby. Some do it because they can afford it, and some because acquiring and refurbishing old equipment is a part of the hobby that they enjoy immensely. But back to Joe Average, we don't fill our shacks with lots of stuff, but every now and again something crops up and it would be useful to have a Gizmo 123X to calibrate, test or measure some piece of equipment or a component thereof. One way to access useful equipment is to join a club. Clubs may have a certain amount of equipment available for loan to members or for members to bring in their item and to do the work at the clubroom. Doing the work in the clubroom provides a learning environment for other club members too. So that brings us to the point of this talk about clubs. Amateur radio clubs provide a means of sharing resources, skills and knowledge. Amateur radio clubs are usually fairly broad in the interests they cover. Even specialised clubs like repeater clubs still cover a broad range of skills and knowledge in the pursuit of their business and activities. The sharing of equipment and the passing on of knowledge and skills are the main reason clubs are formed, and there's a heap of other benefits that don't require any special equipment, apart from perhaps a fridge, a barbecue, and a collection of old but comfortable chairs to sit on. Clubs provide huge benefits to us with improvements in our social and mental well-being. These benefits of club membership are well documented and are one of the main reasons that clubs of any kind thrive and in turn help their members to thrive. The new year is upon us and it's time to stoke up your club, rally the members and launch into 2022 with new vigour.
Not a lot to report from Ham College as we are in recess over January, allowing our hard-working tutors and assessors time to recharge their cells. Or is that batteries for the next round of resistance, capacitance, inductance and reactance in 2022? As reported last week on News West by the numbers of new calls, it's great to see that the AMC and ACMA really do have their act together in marking assessments and approving call signs. A turnaround time of about 14 days is pretty good, and probably as swift as can happen under the current system. The AMC has been provided by a representative group with a costed bespoke online system. But after ignoring this and the hobby for 18 months, they have finally got their act into gear. But of course, being a university, they want to reinvent the wheel as a doctoral thesis. So what about 2022? We are continuing to work on updating the college manual, awaiting the inevitable curriculum change that was announced by the ACMA. If you have skills in technical authorship and editing, then please let us know. We also want to revamp the foundation license. Quote, the death by PowerPoint. Didactic learning, and would welcome your help in rewriting and updating this, especially to be more encouraging of active learning and to be more attractive to our younger students. Now, a final plea. We are but an amateur radio club looking after the hobby as best we can. We are not a paid service that provides or arranges licensing or call signs. We do try to respond rapidly to requests, but certainly do not appreciate being abused for items beyond our control by being confused with the AMC or the ACMA. Before hitting the send key on that email, maybe read again what you have typed and put yourself in the position of the recipient. How do you express an interest in our courses for 2022? hamcollege.org.au. The first foundation course is the weekend of the 5th and 6th of February, and the long course kicks off Tuesday, the 15th of March, the Ides of March. That URL again, hamcollege.org.au. This is Mike, VK6KMS, on behalf of Ham College.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
Well, let's try that again, shall we? Perth Tech is an amateur radio event that you shouldn't miss. Let's hope we don't miss it this year. Perth Tech is a symposium of technical and practical presentations for radio enthusiasts. The main part of Perth Tech runs all day on a Saturday, followed by a bit of socialising and other activities can be conducted on the days either side, depending upon demand. We had a look at the school terms and the amateur radio calendar for 2022 and found a weekend where school's still in and there is no amateur radio contests of note on that weekend, which, by the way, is the weekend of the 21st and 22nd of May. That's 2022, which is this year. So, what should we do about it now? After all, it's months away for Pete's sakes. What you need to do now is to mark the date in your diary or calendar, set aside the weekend so that you don't miss out. Soon we'll be looking for presenters and activity suggestions. So think about it for a bit until we put out the call. That's Perth Tech. Mustn't miss it. 21st and 22nd of May 2022. Mark your calendar now.
WA Amateur Radio News is a relatively small club in Western Australia whose principal purpose is to produce and publish the News West Amateur Radio News program. News West is produced and goes to air and online every Sunday of the year. So we might be a small club, but we've got a large task ahead of us. We're always on the lookout for new members of our production team, and what we really need right now is a couple of people who can regularly write up news and magazine stories for News West. We'd also like to have a couple of people on standby who can lend their voice to record items from time to time, because our regulars like to do silly things like hold down a job and have time with their families. How selfish. The cream on the cake for me personally would be finding someone to share the task of producing the news program. It's not difficult, however, there is a bit of a learning curve, but hey, I learned how to do it. We welcome new members because of the moral and practical support that you may be able to give. We're not needing your membership fee to keep our finances going. WA Amateur Radio News also produces the popular and successful Perth Tech Symposium series, albeit that this annual event has been gazumped by COVID for the last 2 years. Nevertheless, we're soldiering on with Perth Tech plans for 2022 because we believe that Perth Tech is worth the effort. Our website is vk6.net and we've recently revamped our website and it's undergoing a continuing improvement process. New members and helpers of any sort are always welcome. Contact us by email to secretary@vk6.net.
In Western Australia and beyond, News West is available on air, online and on demand. Visit our website vk6.net to find out how. This is VK6 Amateur Radio News.
Who and what is the Radio Amateur Society of Australia? Early in 2018, five amateurs met and discussed how to revitalise the hobby. The Radio Amateur Society of Australia was formed. A plan was crafted, a constitution prepared and funds expended. RASA became a functional, registered, not-for-profit, national body. So what has RASA done over the last couple of years? Successfully negotiated with the ACMA for 2x1 contest call signs, in spite of the exclusive claims made by somebody else. RASA was right up in there in that process. They presented evidence-based professional proposals to ACMA on various issues. They established QRM Guru, reducing and eliminating QRM, with on-the-ground help for amateurs, and that's free for anyone to use. RASA office bearers have visited 14 clubs across 5 states in the last couple of years, and they've produced the Welcome to Amateur Radio guidebook for newcomers. That's free to anybody who needs it. The QTC e-magazine is an online magazine, and that's free to anybody who wants to see it. They established vkregs.info, which is a simple guide to regulations for amateurs. RASA has donated 10 QRM club kill kits to clubs, total value of $1,600. RASA has donated and supported events such as Antenna Palooza, International Lighthouse and Lightships Weekend, and the Oceania DX contest. RASA membership is up 49% on previous years, and RASA has responsible financial management. Last year had a $900 surplus. RASA also has an account with Zoom and offers that facility to clubs to use. RASA has a website, it's vkradioamateurs.org. That's pretty easy to remember. And there's more detail there about the services that RASA provides and also how to join. RASA is working hard to represent the interests of all amateurs, both members and non-members, but your membership is an important part of giving greater weight to our voice. If you've already joined RASA, thanks for your support. Membership's only $10 a year. If you'd like to make a donation at any time, this too would be appreciated. As amateur radio operators, being heard from a distance is what we do, so naturally we constantly strive to improve our antennas and equipment. Please remember that being heard by the regulatory authority which governs us is critical to the hobby. This is what RASA does. Being heard is important.
Next week's News West is the contesting edition, and we'll tell you about contests coming up in the new year, especially the next couple of months. And we'll also spend a bit of time talking about preparing for the John Moyle Memorial Field Day, which is a popular Aussie contest in March, which focuses on portable operation. Contests are a great way to fine-tune your equipment and your on-air skills. Now, folks, the thing is, you've heard our opinions about contests and how to go about them. What do you think? What about sharing your thoughts, opinions, hints, and tips for contesting? We'd be pleased to be overwhelmed with your responses. You can send your story as a text document or a voice recording as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net.
Those of you who count on your fingers to keep track of News West weekly themes and regular items, and I'm sure that would be almost all of you, wouldn't it, might notice that there's no item this time from Clive about the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club. That's because the old timers have given themselves a month off and will be back in full flight for the February old timers meetings, broadcasts, lunches, etc. And you'll hear from Clive on this in due course in the Club Focus edition on February the 6th. The News West program schedule is configured so that the Club Focus edition is on the Sunday prior to the RAOTC broadcasts. Wasn't that nice of us? There's a lot of chat on the lists recently about long-distance contacts on 2 metres. We told you last week about a 2-metre voice contact across the Bight from Albany to the Adelaide Hills, and this week on Wednesday we saw an APRS contact reported by Steve, VK6HV, and Steve's in Albany with an APRS acknowledgement via VK6RAL repeater from VK7RWC, and that's a repeater that's operated by the West Coast Radio Group, and which is located at Rosebery on the west coast of Tasmania, about 26 kilometres north of Queenstown, and that's a distance of near as damn it to 2,500 kilometres. That's not bad for a regular repeater, probably, what, 25 watts or something? We're hearing regular stories of paths between Carnarvon and Perth via the VK6CRO remote station at Carnarvon. What are your recent experiences of long distances on VHF and above? We'd love to hear about them. Current conditions would provide an excellent chance for people to run an entry in the Ross Hull contest, which runs for all of the month of January. Scores are distance-based, so you're in with a chance. Park somebody up at Carnarvon, somebody in Perth, someone down south. Well, as it goes lately, park someone in Hobart and someone in Adelaide. You'd do well. Well, although this isn't the contesting edition of News West that comes up next week, but just released today was a contest calendar, all condensed into one page. You can pin it up on your wall in your shack, and it's produced by Alan VK4 Sierra November, and it's available for download at the RASA website, vkradioamateurs.org, and click on the AR News item, and there it is for download. So once again, it's the contest calendar for Australia. It includes international contests as well, and it's all condensed onto one sheet that you can print out and stick up on your wall. And of course, Alan's contest calendar is also available in monthly and weekly format on his website. And Alan's website is vk4sn.com. SN is Sierra November. That's vk4sn.com.
This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
Good morning and Happy New Year to all listeners today. This is Roy VK6 X-Ray Victor with this week's non-event of Helpline for the 2nd of January 2022. But unfortunately, I do not have any items for you this week. The slate is clean, so if you'd like to get your items in for next week's broadcast, please do so. The email address is victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com, and I'd like to see as many as we can get in next week. Thank you, and all the best for New Year, and I hope your year 2022 is going to be much better than the last couple. This is VK6XRayVictor wishing you all 7-3 and Happy New Year, everyone.
After I recorded the story about VHF ducting, more reports of long-distance results on 2 metres were still rolling in. It certainly is time to switch on and see what you pick up. After all, amateur radio is a hobby of experimentation, not a point-to-point telephone service. Thanks to the team this week, Mike and Roy. We gave Jeff another week off. He's off enjoying himself somewhere. And thanks to Andrew for pouring the wine and sweeping the cutting room floor. Thanks also to the broadcasters and callback takers. I recognise that we're a bit thin on the ground at the moment, but that's the time of the year. People have holidays. Fancy that. Next week we'll be looking at the contests coming up in 2022. I'm Bob, VK6POP, and I'm still the News West producer, for better or worse. Meanwhile, stay safe and stay out of the heat while you get on air and make some noise.